Egyptians voted this weekend in a second round of referendum on the country's divisive draft constitution. Human rights organizations have stated that the draft fails to protect civil liberties and the rights of minorities, but it does include sports. Article 61 states that exercising sports is a right that all individuals are entitled to. Reporter Kimberly Adams brings us a story from Cairo about one group trying to bring American football to Egypt in the aftermath of the Arab Spring.
Far out in the suburbs of Cairo, off a dusty desert road in a secluded upscale compound, the Cairo Sharks are finally playing a friendly match against the Rehab Lions. It's a conservative country, so even though the games are free, there's no drinking, no cheerleaders, no halftime show. The independent team of about 40 football players has been trying to schedule this game for more than a month.
It had a lot of delays because of the political things that are happening in Cairo right now. Players, parents of players, and most of them are concerned about their state, if it's dangerous or not, to stay in the streets or not, if it's safe to go play in a game or something.
Team co-founder Louie Ali says his team has had many ups and downs since their start earlier this year. After the revolution, they had to cancel away games in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates because the military transitional government denied travel visas for the players. More recently, they've had trouble even getting to practice. Many of the Sharks players live in the area around the presidential palace, where violent protests leading up to the constitutional referendum closed down roads and neighborhoods. Despite the problems, sports journalist Inez Mazhar says American football has traditionally been a sport limited to Egypt's rich. It's even parodied in Egyptian movies when portraying the country's westernized elite. But she says there's currently a unique opportunity for the sport to reach a wider audience.
This is the best time nowadays for such an activity to come to light in Egypt, because of the political unrest or whatever it's going on. Until now, for 2 years, we have no real sports events taking place in Egypt.
Violent clashes and protests at soccer games since the revolution forced many local teams to cancel matches, leaving Egyptians with little to watch other than European soccer. WWE wrestling even drew a crowd in the conservative Muslim country back in October. But there are challenges to getting Egyptians interested in football. For one thing, most Egyptians see the sport as too violent. Another problem is that people don't really know how to play. The Sharks post basic football instructional videos on the team's Facebook page, which it uses to recruit new members, and depends on older players to teach the inexperienced ones. 18-year-old running back Mohamed Hamdi Saif learned the game that way after his friends in college encouraged him to join the Sharks.
I didn't know there's football in Egypt. That's 6 months ago. Yeah. And I came. And I came and I didn't skip any training.
And as co-founder Ali points out, the game is expensive and the team doesn't bring in much cash from the roughly $25 in dues it collects from players each month. So, to buy the equipment for the team, Ali and the other two founders have shelled out thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of Egyptian pounds, from their own pockets.
We've extracted more than 40 grand from savings, all total. And these were the savings to buy a car, to buy a motorcycle, to buy something. But we believe in getting the equipment, so we extracted that amount of money from our savings to get the equipment. That's a nice run. I like the guy. He's a good running back. His name is Diop Hamimi.
The team is hoping the good show will be enough to bring out more fans than the dozen or so who showed up for this game. All of them were cheering for the other team, even if they had no clue what was going on.
Well, they play, I think, the cornerback and the receivers.
And do you know what those are?
Actually, I have no idea. Yeah, I'm just supporting, you know, without knowing anything.
I don't know anything about American football. I'm supporting them just because they are my friends, no more, no less.
The team has used its scarce funds to bring in some American coaches to prep them for games they hope to play in neighboring countries this spring. Ali admits the constant delays and political upheaval do get frustrating.
But we're determined so much on doing this because we believe in this. We've been playing around for 4 years and we love football, really. We know how it works in sports and we know how it works in Egypt. So we want to show people that this is a good game and we're athletes. We're not just big guys or go to the gym or something that have big muscles or something. We're trying to introduce a culture, not only a game.
American football culture with its own Egyptian flair. Oh, and the Sharks crushed the Lions, 86-0. For only a game, I'm Kimberly Adams in Cairo.